لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. There are three types of Hajj. The first is the Ifrad Hajj, the second is the Tamattu' Hajj, and the third is the Qiran Hajj. Ifrad Hajj is to do only Hajj. The person does not perform Umrah with the Hajj. The second is Tamattu' Hajj. A person from outside Makkah Mukarramah, he dons Ihram for Umrah in the months of Hajj. When he finishes up with his Umrah, he comes out of the Ihram of Umrah, he shaves his hair, and is now in the state of Halal. Before proceeding to Mina, he dons Ihram for Hajj, and then he performs his Hajj. And the third type of Ihram, or the third type of Hajj, is the Qiran Hajj. A Qiran Hajj is a person from outside Makkah Mukarramah. He dons Ihram for Umrah and Hajj at once during the month of Hajj. Now, after performing the Umrah and after making the Tawaf and the Sa'i between Safa and Marwa, he remains in a state of Ihram until he performs his Hajj. A person in the state of Qiran, after making Umrah, he does not shave his hair and he remains in a state of Ihram right until he performs his Hajj. I've referred to the months of Hajj where Qiran and Tamattu is done in the months of Hajj. The months of Hajj are Shawwal, Zilqada, and Zilhajjah. That is the 10th, 11th, and the 12th month of the lunar calendar. How does one perform Umrah? Before donning the Ihram for Umrah, it is mustahab to take ghusl. It is not compulsory, it is advisable to do so. And thereafter, the person wears two unsewn white sheets. It can be any type of white sheets, but to wear white sheet, any type of sheets, but to wear white sheets is advisable. The two sheets of Ihram, they are merely the clothing of Ihram. It is not the Ihram itself. Ihram is a state in which a person observes certain rules. He stays away from certain things. That is the state of Ihram. Now, in order to get in a state of Ihram, a person should perform two rakats of Nafl Salat. And whilst the person performed the salat, he should ensure that his head is covered at that time. And he should perform his salat, 2 rakat nafal salat, in that condition. After performing the 2 rakat salat, the person should make the intention of ihram. If he intends making umrah or he intends making hajj, whatever the situation may be, the person should say the labbaik with that intention. For example, the person intends making umrah, then with the intention of umrah in his heart, the person should say, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. Now the moment the person says the labbaik, he says the talbiyah, he is already now in the state of ihram, and the person will have to observe all the laws of ihram, which I will discuss at a later stage. Now the ihram of a woman is the same as that of a man, with the exception of a woman will wear her normal sewn clothing, and she shouldn't read the talbiyah so loudly that a male can hear the talbiyah. She should say the talbiyah softly. She would say, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, read the 2 rakat salat, and after that, she, with the intention of a umrah, she would say the labbaik, and then she would get into a state of ihram. If a woman is in a state of menses, then she should still don the ihram, make the niyat of ihram, recite the talbiyah, but she would not perform the 2 rakat salat before that. Now what is umrah? Primarily umrah consists of 2 acts. One is to make tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif, to go around the Baytullah Sharif 7 times, and then to make sa'i between Safa and Marwa. After making tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif, it is wajib to read 2 rakat salat. And after the 2 rakat salat, make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever dua the person wish to make to his heart's content and his desire, he should make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala after the 2 rakat wajib tawaf. After that, the person then proceeds to Safa and Marwa, and from Safa he goes to Marwa, Marwa to Safa, and in that way he finishes off 7 times. From Safa to Marwa is 1, Marwa to Safa, that is 2, and in that way 7 times the person will make sa'i between Safa and Marwa. After the person finishes off with his sa'i, then effectively the umrah has come to an end. The male will shave his head, he will shave his hair, and in the case of a female, she would also trim her hair. Now in the case of a male, to shave the entire hair of the head, that is advisable, or at least quarter of the entire head. The hair of it should be removed. In the state of ihram, there are certain things that are prohibited. First and foremost, to have sexual relationship in a state of ihram is haram and prohibited, or anything that will lead to sexual relationship or arousement between the spouses, that is also haram and that is prohibited. In a state of ihram, to fight, to have disputes, quarrels, that is also prohibited and haram. It is important that when a person is in a state of ihram, he is always conscious of the state that he is in. He should contain himself. He should make sabr, overlook, tolerate, move away from a situation of fight and dispute, and control his anger to the best of his ability. In a state of ihram, to apply perfume, itar, or any type of scent, that is also prohibited. Sometimes in the aeroplane, they give scented soap or scented tissue. The person doesn't realize, he accepted scented tissue, he wipes his face with that, it has scent on it, and therefore in a state of ihram, to use the scented tissue will be prohibited. The same also goes in hotels. Scented soaps, scented tissues are offered, so one should exercise precaution and avoid using such soaps and such tissues. In the state of ihram, to pare the nails is also prohibited. A woman in the state of ihram should ensure that her veil, her niqab, it does not touch the face. According to some ulama, for a woman that is conscious of the state of parda, especially at this time of fitna, fasad, corruption, some ulama have permitted that a woman, if she finds difficulty in wearing that head cap so that the niqab does not touch the face, she can wear the niqab which touches the face and thereafter give sadaqah. So there are two views of the ulama on this. It is advisable that a woman in a state of ihram doesn't wear the niqab that touches the face, but should she do that, then she should give sadaqah and charity. And the law of that I will be discussing at a later stage. For a woman in a state of ihram, obviously she will be wearing sewn clothes, but for males in the state of ihram to wear any type of sewn clothes, whether it is a shirt, whether it is trousers, whether it is khufayn, leather socks, anything, any sewn clothes in the state of ihram is prohibited. And the most important thing in the state of ihram, the person should understand that he has proclaimed when he donned the ihram, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ وَالنِّعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ. The person says from the depth of his heart, O Allah, I am present. O Allah, I am present. O Allah, I express my servitude and my slavery to you. O Allah, you are my master, and I would do whatever you would want me to do. In the state of ihram, always be conscious of the presence of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And one very important thing, while the state of ihram, it is a part of spiritual upliftment and close to the proximity to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the person should safeguard his eyes, safeguard his ears, safeguard his mouth. Don't speak lies, don't backbite, don't gossip, don't speak anything unnecessary in the state of ihram. If you have to say anything in the state of ihram, say labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Read the talbiyah as much as you want to. Control the urge of speaking and say the talbiyah and the labbaik in place of that. Don't hear ghibat. Don't be in a gathering where there's ghibat and backbiting taking place. What's the point? You are in a state of ihram and you're trying to get closer to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's a means of spiritual upliftment, but then through your eyes, through your mouth, through your ears, you're contaminating the heart which you're intending to purify in the state of ihram. And the most important of all is to control the eyes, to control the nazar. In our normal state, to control the nazar is also for us. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبَصَارِهِمْ. Say the believing males that they should lower their nazar and their gaze. Tell the believing females, they too should lower their nazar and to lower their gaze. Just as it is not permissible for a male to see a female cannot see a male, and it is human nature that every person is attracted to opposite gender, to a form, the shape, and the other aspects of the opposite gender. A male, he is attracted to the feminine qualities of a woman. A female, she is attracted to the masculine qualities of a male. So both of them should never trust their nafs, control their nafs, and contain themselves. And the thing that feeds the heart, and the mind, and the soul, with all these evil thoughts, is the eyes. The eyes is the road that contaminates the heart, the mind, and the soul. And that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, An-nazar sahmum min siham shaitan. That to throw a lustful glance, that is a spear from among the spears of the shaitan. So as far as possible in the state of ihram, you want to maintain your ruhaniyat of that ihram. You want to keep your heart, soul, and mind pure, and you want to feel the closest to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Make sure you guard the nazar to the best of your ability. Don't be in a gathering where there's women. Women shouldn't be in a gathering where there are men. There should not be free talk between men and women. While there may be free talk, one does not know what enters the heart and mind at that time. And the person may be performing salat, the person may be making tawaf, but Allah forbid, whilst making tawaf, in the heart and mind there's a thought of a woman. While making tawaf, there's a thought of a man in the heart. making sa'i between Safa and Marwa. One is saying labbaik Allahumma labbaik. The person is engaging so much of zikr and dua and everything, but one has already contaminated the heart. So it's very, very important. Safeguard and protect the heart, the soul from mind, from the thoughts and the sight of the opposite gender. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, grant all of us hajj mabroor and hajj maqbool, and grant us a true understanding of the ruhaniyat of the state of ihram. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.